Bienvenidos de nuevo, amigos, a Celtismos. Os saluda Antonio Martínez, aquí al micrófono. Y como ya comenzamos la semana pasada, tenemos hoy la segunda parte del especial sobre el festival Celtic Connection de Glasgow. Se está celebrando desde el pasado día 19 de este mes y finalizará el próximo 5 de febrero. Celtismos, Celtismos. Comenzamos hoy este repaso al importante evento escocés con Dian Thanks. En esta banda están como cantantes las hermanas Rachel y Becky Dian Thanks, y lo que tenemos es Lucky Jill Price Oma. Más tarde nos acercaremos al país anfitrión del festival para escuchar a Blazing Fiddles. Esta formación va a compartir escenario con los catalanes Sol y Serena el próximo día 28 de enero. Aquí destaca, entre otros, la presencia de la gran violinista Jenna Reid. La pieza se llama Miss Johnson.
Of you live on in all of us. wild and inspirational.
Celtismos, Celtismos. Después de los Blazing Fiddles, seguimos esta segunda parte del especial sobre el Celtic Connection de Glasgow. Desde Escocia, precisamente, tenemos ahora al gran cantautor y guitarrista Dee Coogan. El tema que vamos a escuchar ahora a continuación es What You Do With What You Got. Luego le seguirá el también cantautor y compositor, pero irlandés en este caso, Luca Bloom. Hemos elegido una preciosa versión del famoso Black is the Color. Volvemos enseguida.
It was in the early springtime that the strike was on. They drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned.
We moved into tents, a little aglow. I was worried bad about my children. Soldiers' garden, the railroad bridge. Every once in a while, the bullets would fly. Kick up the gravel under our feet. We're so afraid you would kill our children. We dug us a cave that was 7 foot deep. Carried our young ones and a pregnant woman down inside the cave to sleep. That very night, your soldiers waited until us miners' home was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town and you soaked our tents with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the trigger of your Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but the firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I carried my blanket to the wire fence corner and watched the fire till the blaze died down. Helped some people grab their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. I never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day when I stood around to preach their funerals and lay the corpses of the dead away. President, tell him to call off his National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor, so he didn't try so very hard. Our women from Trinidad, they hauled some potatoes up to Walsenburg in a little cart. Sold their potatoes and brought some guns back, and they put a gun in every hand. The state soldiers jumped us at the wire fence corner. They didn't know that we had these guns, and us redneck miners mowed down them troopers. You should have seen them killers run. We took some cement and walled the cave up where you killed these 13 children inside. I said, God bless the mine workers union, and then I hung my head.
Celtismos, tu programa dirigido por Antonio Martínez.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some rose affair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hand. Oh, I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes. I wish the day it soon might come when she and I might be as one. Black is a color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some rose affair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. Oh, I love the ground whereon she stands. I'll go to the Clyde in the morning way, where satisfied I never shall be. Write her a letter in just a few short lines and suffer death 1,000 times. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some rose so fair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hand. Oh, I love the ground whereon she stands.
Continuamos con el programa de esta semana, que estamos dedicando al Celtic Connection de Glasgow 2012. Tras disfrutar de la música de esta bonita interpretación de Black is the Color por parte del irlandés Luca Bloom, vamos ahora hasta Escocia para quedarnos con un tema de la banda del gaitero Finlay MacDonald. Elegimos Breton Set. Después seguiremos en el mismo país, pero para escuchar a otro monstruo de la gaita de aquellos lares, Fred Morrison. Nos quedaremos con su particular visión del famoso tema Hector the Hero. Celtismos. Celtismos. Después de tener al genial gaitero escocés Fred Morrison, continuamos nuestros celtismos dedicados al Celtic Connection 2012. Vamos a escuchar ahora primero a los Man Ram y su composición Lazamat. Los escoceses están revolucionando las listas de éxitos de su país en los últimos tiempos y se están haciendo conocidos a nivel nacional e internacional. Más tarde os traeremos a Martin Simpson, que nos interpretará The Sheffield Advertise. Hasta ahora, amigos.
Clouds of hot things, the Indiana Jones of sheets. чинтран деня, хуле день наш. А на винлан пан сешке, а мрата не чин риш. А на балике век и есен трохе, фиах плакат день юга. I saw his kid on the yellow. I'm a heavy beyond. I'm a heavy beyond. I'm a heavy beyond. And I know it's my
up in Sheffield, a place of high degree. My parents, they adored me, had no child, only me. I ripped, I roved, I rambled where my fancies led, till I'd become an apprentice and all my joys they fled. The man that I was bound to, he did not use me well. I formed a resolution with him not long to dwell. Unknown to my poor parents, from him I ran away. I steered my course to London, for cursed be the day. There was a lady in London, she chanced to spy me there. She offered me fine payment to stay with her 1 year. Her kind words and promises, with them I did agree, for to go with her in London and stay with her 1 year. I had not been in London but 6 months and 1 day before my foolish mistress grew very fond of me. Her gold and her silver, her houses and her land, if I'd consent to marry her, would be at my command. Oh no, dear honored mistress, I cannot wed with you, for I have made a promise
likewise a solemn vow to wed no one but Betsy, my beauteous honored maid. Forgive me, my dear mistress, she has my heart betrayed. One morning as I walked out to take the pleasant air, my mistress followed after to view the lilies fair. Gold rings from off her fingers as she did pass me by. She slipped them in my pocket, and for them I must die. Sheriff, he has taken me, it was useless to say. He took me up to justice, tried me before the mayor. He took me up to justice and to the gallows tree. Oh Lord, forgive my mistress, she surely has wronged me. The people all come flocking to see me end my life. There stood my pretty Betsy, my own intended wife. Farewell to sin and sorrow, I bid this world adieu. Farewell, my darling Betsy, I die for loving you.
De escuchar al fenomenal banjoista Martin Simpson, no salimos del Reino Unido para escuchar a la gaitera Catherine Tickell. El tema se llama Our Kate, The Welcome Home. Luego tendremos el set Paris Fades de Yellow Tinker, interpretada por el guitarrista Simple O'Down, acompañado aquí por Mitch Kinsella y Josephine Marsh. Recordaros que siempre que os apetezca podéis entrar en nuestro chat folky, al que podéis acceder desde la web oficial de Radio Crónica Folk Musical, www.rcfm.es, y desde la página del programa, www.celtismos.info. Además, informaros que también podéis dejarnos vuestros comentarios en la nueva página del Facebook de RCFM, www.facebook.com/rcfm.es. En los próximos minutos tendremos algo de la banda del escocés Paul McKinnon llamado Silent Majority. Esto forma parte de su último álbum Tempt the Tide, publicado en 2011. Y a continuación le seguirá el maestro irlandés de la concertina Martin O'Connor con el set The Reconciliation, The Plug and the Stars, Green Mountain.
There's a moral to the story, the time about to tell. When you take a look around you to see that all is well. And just because you're cosy, don't think the world is rosy. Some people in this old world have gone through hell. And the silent majority stayed silent while the despots murdered millions worldwide. And tyrannical purveyors of injustice make the law, then claim the law is on their side. In 1933 in Germany, when Hitler came to play, liberty was gradually eroded day by day, as they gassed and shot dissenters while the decent people cowered and thought the things they never dared to say. And the silent majority stayed silent as they rounded up the Democrat and Jew. For the fatherland they murdered children's fathers, whose only crime was saying what was true. In 73 in Chile, workers marched to show their plight, but the fascist few with guns and mortars showed them how to fight. Then in Santiago Stadium, they tortured and they killed, till they smashed the opposition out of sight. And the silent majority stayed silent, while democracy was crushed beneath their tanks. They were murdered in the name of Western freedom, with the aid of planes donated by the Yanks. Then in Peking, a million people gathered in the square. Students, workers, wives and children, hope was in the air. As they stood in peaceful protest, they were massacred unarmed. They annihilated thousands that were there. And the silent majority stayed silent, as they executed dozens in their name. And the people's army turned upon the people, and corruption reigned supremely once again. South Africa, Cambodia, Great Britain and Iran, every nation state in history since history began. Since the Son of Man was martyred to pay the price of sin, I sometimes think our Saviour died in vain. And the silent majority stayed silent, as they crucified a lamb upon the hill. He was murdered in the name of religion, and if Christ returned, they'd crucify him still. The propaganda twists the facts before your very eyes, and within threads of truth they'll weave their wicked web of lies. Like Jesus was a heretic, and Caesar was a god, and pity help who dare to criticise. And if the silent majority stays silent, then the evil men will surely have their way. Stem the tide before the deluge, that's the moral. If we don't speak up, we'll all be swept away. And if the silent majority stays silent, if the silent majority stays silent, and if the silent majority stays. Thank you.
vamos ya acabando nuestros celtismos y lo vamos a hacer con algo de lo más reciente de uno de los proyectos del flautista Brian Finnegan. Por supuesto, me estoy refiriendo a los Scum, que estos días en Glasgow van a estrenar su disco de debut llamado Sleeper. Lo que tenemos es uno de los temas de adelanto que han publicado en internet. Lleva por título 1-2-3. Esperamos que os haya gustado este segundo programa dedicado al Festival Celtic Connection 2012. Comentaros que si estáis interesados en hacernos llegar cualquier sugerencia o cualquier cosa para nuestro espacio, lo tenéis muy fácil. Podéis mandarnos un correo electrónico a contacto@celtismos.info. También deciros que si queréis volver a escuchar este espacio o cualquier otro de Celtismos, lo tenéis todo a vuestra disposición en nuestra web www.celtismos.info. Muchísimas gracias por estar ahí acompañándonos y hasta la semana que viene, amigos.